The Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne has acknowledged that his archdiocese failed to act on complaints of clerical abuse of children in the past. Dennis Hart told the Child Sex Abuse Royal Commission there'd been a complete failure of process in many cases. He says his predecessors had been guilty of passivity, although he excluded his immediate predecessor, George Pell, from that criticism. Samantha Donovan reports.
The Royal Commission is examining the Melbourne Archdiocese's handling of child sex abuse complaints against eight priests from the mid-80s to 1996. The Archbishop of Melbourne, Dennis Hart, told the Commission today there'd been a terrible failure to handle abuse in his archdiocese.
There was such a respect that only the Archbishop could act that this introduced a paralysis.
Some witnesses have told the Commission the Church's complex processes for removing priests from their duties are partly to blame for the inaction. Senior counsel assisting the Royal Commission, Gail Furness, put that to Archbishop Hart.
Does the system of referral that you've described work, from your point of view, in protecting the citizens of Australia against priests who sexually abuse children?
I believe the system is intended to protect people against these awful predators. I would hope that replies from Rome would come more quickly.
Royal Commission Chairman Peter McClellan.
Archbishop, it is said in part that the system that was instituted was designed to minimise the risk of scandal to the church.
I would certainly respect that criticism.
Why do you think it's a valid criticism?
Well, it arises out of the whole situation in the 50s, 60s, 70s, where the good of the church was paramount.
Well, the church has known about priests getting up to these awful things for centuries, hasn't it?
I'd have to say yes.
Yes, you have to say yes because it's true.
Yes.
And the history over the centuries, going back a long time anyway, was an endeavour to keep knowledge that priests were doing these terrible things from the general public, wasn't it?
Yes.
The church's structure and the direction given to people like you as an archbishop was to do what you could to keep it, as it were, in-house.
I think the mentality was that way, and thank God it's changed.
Has it changed?
Well, certainly in my time, we've done our level best, and in Cardinal Pell's time, we've done our level best to try and address these matters, to provide relief for victims, to try and provide help.
The Royal Commission has heard the former Archbishop of Melbourne, Frank Little, failed to remove paedophile priests from parishes. He was in office from the mid-70s to the mid-90s. Senior counsel assisting the Commission, Gail Furness, asked Dennis Hart why the Archbishop failed to act.
I'd have to say that Archbishop Little didn't like confrontation, and he didn't want to have it on his conscience that any action of his would have pushed a fellow out of the priesthood.
But he was happy to have it on his conscience that children were abused because he didn't act on those priests.
I don't know that that was his intention, but I accept the assertion that you make.
Well, it was undoubtedly the outcome, wasn't it?
Yes.
There's no doubt about that, is there?
No.
Archbishop Hart told the Royal Commission the archbishops and vicars general who'd preceded him in the archdiocese had been passive in their handling of clerical sexual abuse, but he excluded his immediate predecessor, George Pell, from that criticism.
Well, I think as archbishop he instituted the Melbourne response and really made big changes.
So he's not responsible, in your view, from any passivity or inactivity?
Not as far as I know. I have no knowledge of what he or another auxiliary bishop in Archbishop Little's time, as what we'd say, Your Honour, how hard they knocked on the door. I just don't know.
The Commission has heard gun-carrying paedophile priest Peter Searson was allowed to stay in his parish in southeastern Melbourne in the 80s and 90s. Gail Furness asked Archbishop Hart if George Pell had failed in that case.
Was the auxiliary bishop at the time with responsibility for this region also part of that complete failure?
I don't know what he knew and I don't know what he did. Apart from what's in the documentation. So I'd have to say that that would have to be tested.
Archbishop Hart denied counsel assisting's suggestion he deliberately refrained from referring to particular documents in his statement. They related to George Pell's handling of the case of Father Peter Searson. Archbishop Hart will continue his evidence to the Royal Commission tomorrow.
Samantha Donovan.